Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Better than that. If I had a chance to do it over again, I probably wouldn't change it.
We had Scotty and whoever he had with him in the box. You know who was in our box more than Scotty Pippen was Sammy Sosa.
Down in Florida?
Down in the Dolphins.
Wow. Yeah, that makes sense.
So, you know, Dusty Baker and I have a little relationship. So when Dusty was coaching the Cubs, I'm down in the dugout before the game with my kids and Jan, and we're BSing, and Dusty says, come on in, let me introduce you to Sammy and some of the guys. I go in, you know, so we're BSing, and I said, hey, call me sometime, you know, I know you live in Miami. Sure enough, here comes Sammy, you know, and Sammy doesn't show up by himself either.
A lot of people was against me. No question about it, all my enemy.
And then Pat Riley, you know, he got in. You know, Pat and I became friends. I went down and talked to the Bulls.
I'm just trying to live up to Coach Wonstadt's, like, icon status. He's the most interesting man in the world.
The police often question him just because they find him interesting. His blood smells like cologne. He is the most interesting man in the world.
I don't always drink beer, but when I do,
I see light mango.
One, two, three.
Here we go, Tim. Here we go. Here we go, Tim.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Good times as always with Coach Wonstadt, the most interesting man in the world. Had some icy light with him. Yesterday, he's off to Italy for a couple of weeks to drink some red wine and stay at a 4,000-acre Tuscan olive oil wine villa of sorts, it sounded like.
Yeah, some kind of compound slash retreat slash olive oil.
It was my Italian friend that I met down in Miami, and then he was up in Tampa, and he was a Jersey guy originally, but now he's got 4,000 acres in Tuscany.
Yeah.
Jan's excited. Mm-hmm. You know, I've done a lot of travel, so it'll be fine.
Scotty wants to come, too. Scotty's been texting, but I can't.
Classic Scotty. Jeez.
My God.
So he'll have stories when he's on the show next, Italian style, in a couple of weeks. But
they're going to love him.
Oh, everybody loves him.
I know. But like, hey, how you doing? It's good pizza. It's real good pizza you got. All right.
He's going to ask for a steak well done. It's going to be very confusing. It's not going to be on the menu.
You guys have any ketchup?
Yeah.
Shane, wake up. Where's the gelato?
I prefer Tofano. It's going to be a cultural experience.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah, for sure. Honestly, we should send a camera crew.
Like, everywhere Wani is?
Yeah, but it's,
I agree.
Especially Italy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be special.
There's going to be moments.
I guarantee you there'll be a moment at the compound where he's diagramming football plays.
Of course.
Guarantee you that
someone's
happens.
Someone's going to ask about the 4-3 and where the linebackers go.
Well, when we had Russell Maryland, he's going to start talking where they lined people up.
When they find out there's a football coach coming there, they're going to be very disappointed.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
really
yeah. He's our kind of football. Yeah. It's going to be a lot of cross-culture They're going to figure it out, though.
Yeah, I think they'll definitely figure it out.
He makes it work in any room. That is his genius.
I agree.
He is a comfortable man in any room.
I could not agree more. The Bears top of mind suddenly today with the Naperville news and their statement.
They're flirting with Naperville right in front. They're not even doing it behind Arlington Heights' back.
No, they're doing it.
Out in the open, leaking the letter, the meeting, releasing the statement. Trying to, you know, they're basically like you had a fight with your boyfriend or girlfriend, and then they're going out with, you know, with the boys, and they're putting the whole story on Instagram.
Yeah, the whole thing's right there.
I'm having a good time. Thanks. That's what they're trying to do.
I don't have to just be with you.
Right.
I've got
options.
Right.
But then you look a little deeper into the story and you realize it's Naperville and isn't 300 acres of undeveloped land and. You know, you know that they're going to come home to you at the end of the day.
I'm told we should be a little careful bad-mouthing Naperville. Just, you know, just wanted to throw that out there.
I'm just saying as an option compared to option A, Soldier Field, owned by the Park District, terrible stadium that's not accessible.
Mm.
Option B, Arlington Heights. They spent $200 million on 320 acres and began demolition.
Yeah.
Option C. One meeting with a mayor of Naperville who's been in office for 30 days and they don't have the space for the stadium. Which of these options do I think they're going to choose?
That's all completely
fair.
That's
all I'm saying. They're it's not anti-Naperville. It's anti-space and $200 million.
They're also continuing with the demolition of everything in Arlington Heights since they own it there.
Naperville's being used for leverage right now. But hey, property taxes in Illinois have screwed many a transaction before.
So he tried to get the Naperville mayor.
Yes, sir.
Would you rather talk to David Eigenberg of Sex and the City fame and Christopher Herman of Chicago Fire, who knows Wani fame right now, who grew up in Naperville? Would you rather talk to him right now?
Sure, for a few minutes.
Yeah, we can call him for a few minutes, right?
All right, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Who is it again? What's his name?
David Eigenberg.
Okay.
Eigenberg, who is a neighbor.
I got him.
All right, let's talk.
I told you about him like 40 minutes ago.
I know. I just forgot his name.
Oh, he's Steve from Sex and the City.
Yeah, and he's a star on Chicago Fire who was there when Wani shot his episode.
He's Lieutenant Christopher Herman on Chicago Fire. Absolutely. And as
you should know his name.
As Steve Brady on Sex and the City, he was delightful. He was like the most likable person on that entire show by miles.
Yeah, he's a Naperville guy.
Yeah,
sure, let's talk
absolutely.
To him.
Absolutely. Of course, you want the Bears? You know? That's my first question.
That's a good first question.
Thanks, man.
It's going to be good, I promise. He's great.
I can't wait.
I'm totally in.
I can't
it's probably going to be Danny's question.
Yeah, and I get to bring him on.
Go ahead. Damn it.
I'm stealing your question.
I shouldn't have said it out loud.
I would have never thought about it. You got to come up with a better second question. David Eigenberg of Naperville fame, Chicago Fire, Sex and the City. He's with us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. David, thanks for the time. How are you, man?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
We're
talking to Danny or Matt.
This is Danny. And
I can't see your face.
Oh, that's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's radio. But I'm Danny.
Really?
This is Matt.
We have terrific faces for radio. It's all good.
Good. Me too.
Yeah. Well,
you people did like my voice better than my face.
Yeah, us too. So you grew up in Naperville, and now the Bears are flirting with your hometown. Would you like the Bears to be in Naperville?
Well, yeah. You put me on the ice here, and it's cracking. Well, yeah, I live in Chicago. I've been here for 11 years. My heart is in Chicago. Naperville's a wonderful place. And I don't know. You know, I know a lot of firemen. I know a lot of police officers here in Chicago. And, I wish the best to everybody. It's going to be about money. So let's just get down to that. Who's going to do what? Who's going to do the tax relief? And, you know, you should call it Sean Payton. You know, I grew up with Sean Payton, too.
Oh.
Let's get him on the phone.
Yeah.
You want to conference him in? We can wait.
Yeah.
I played football with Sean. I was really mediocre, and he was fantastic. he started, and I didn't. But you know, and Sean went back. He played the Bears for a little while back in the day when there was a strike going on and whatnot. But he's a great guy and a wonderful coach of a great team. But so is that a good enough answer for you guys?
It's okay.
It's hard. You're in a tough spot because you're trying to – you live here. You know a lot of firemen. You know a lot of people. And obviously the mayor's been trying to strong-arm everybody – well, the previous mayor and say
– is it Steve Cherico? The mayor, who's the mayor these days?
Oh, of Naperville. The new mayor of Naperville is Scott Worley.
Scott Worley is a brand new mayor.
Worley.
Yes.
Oh, man. Yeah, my dad worked for the Worley families, and Annette Worley lived down the street from where I grew up. All the Worleys, there's a big Worley family. My dad worked for them for a while, then he got fired. So.
Oh, see? Oh.
But it was his fault. It wasn't their fault. It wasn't the Worley fault.
Oh, it's your dad's fault.
Boy, yeah. Natural follow-up is what
had
did
a
you...
mouth on him. Yeah. That's why I watched my words.
Yeah, what did he do?
He was an accountant. He helped with one of the businesses out there for Dick Worley, one of the brothers. There's a whole bunch of brothers out there. But, you know, there's arguments in Chicago versus, you know, North Side. You're a North Sider versus you got big heads on the South Side, so you can make fun of them really easy. I'm a North Sider. It's a very particular city. You know, they get mad about parking spots. You know about the whole Dibs thing out here. They're crazy. So, you know, it'll end up someplace, and then they'll hurt me.
David Eigenberg, I got to tell you, as a guy who watched all of Sex and the City, you were far and away the most likable human on that entire show. It easily was like, oh, there's a normal person. Oh my God, you were like a lifeboat as for a lot of people watching that show. I don't know if you've ever been told that, but it's true.
Did you get roped into watching it with somebody? Is that why you watch?
That's how it often works, right? Yes.
Yeah, it works that way. I understand. No, thank you. If you've been here for the row this morning with me and my wife, you might not. She would tell you I'm not the nicest person in the world. So it can get. I'm human, but no, there was a blast working on that show. There were great people, and we had a lot of fun. And then you know, the new show is coming up, and that's going to be on. And you know, it's been fun. So I'm very grateful. I'm one of the most grateful guys because I should be doing disparage no man's work, but I did, for me to end up in this, it was very, very, very fortunate for me. So I'm very grateful. So
well, and you're living in Chicago now. Grew up in Naperville, and obviously the whole Chicago fire. It's a phenomenon. Yeah. It's been unbelievably successful, and I'm sure it's successful because of you and the writing and the production and all of that. But also Dave Wanstead. Was on the show, our buddy. How would you assess Dave Wanstead, the actor?
The actor? Well, you know what they say, never, W.C. Fields said never, you know, act opposite children or small children and animals or puppies or something. And Dave Wanstead fell right in there. He was smoking me. So, you know, I got it. These guys, they come in undercover and you don't know how they're going to do, and then they start firing, and you're like, oh, boy, this guy's a live wire, and he's going to smoke me. Nobody's going to even look at me when he's on screen. So, and he's handsome, and he's big, and he's a very nice man.
Isn't he?
Yeah, he's the nicest man.
He makes everybody feel good, and he knows everybody in the whole world. He probably made everybody on the set feel good, too, didn't he?
No, he's a huge heart human being and more of what we need in this world. So my hat's off to him, and, you know. That's all good stuff. What do you guys think about the Bears? Where should they go?
I tend to think that, you know, they spent $200 million to buy Arlington Park. My guess is they're going to end up there, and they're using Naperville for leverage. That would be my guess.
David, I live across the street from Soldier Field, right? I live over there in the South Loop. It takes me an hour to get there on any given day. It's just it is an absolute freaking nightmare for anybody and everybody, and it makes it easy for a lot of us to rationalize the Bears leaving town because it's just such a difficult thing.
Yeah, well, you know, when the Jets went to Jersey, you know, it soured a lot of people out there. But you know, they got to do what they do. Naperville is far. Naperville is like, you know, it's a 45-minute drive from the city on a good day. So, you know, it's that's a hike, but I think you might be, like your assessment there about leveraging. I didn't even know that they bought it. out in Arlington Heights. But,
yeah,
you know, Arlington Heights is Arlington Heights. I don't even know what an Arlington is, and I don't know what's so high about it. So
these are good questions. That's our job to get to the bottom of that stuff. We'll do that.
Yeah, it's probably like Jimmy Arlington, who's probably but I grew up all over. I grew up in Northbrook, Evanston, Aurora, and Lyle in Naperville. So, you know, in Naperville, I'm not a loyalist to anything. I'm a trampy actor. I just go wherever, you know, the paycheck is, if I'm lucky enough to get offered one, so, or given one, or shared one. So, but you know, it's a good town. They got a good hospital there. I spent some time there. The police officers locked me up a couple of times. They were relatively nice to me. They didn't lock up my dad. He got in some fights out there, but they you know, but they're nice people. But it was a farm town when I moved there. There was only 26,000 in 1976. I'm 59, so I'm old, but I grew up with all the Worleys and all the different families, the Yackleys out there, a whole slew of people out there, all the people that got named streets after. And then we all started drinking when we were 12, 13, 14, and then things didn't go well after that.
Oh, man.
Well, is that why you maybe got arrested a few times, David, in Naperville?
I locked up in Naperville. I swear to God, I went back, the mayor before that was,
Worley?
He was the guy before, but before that was Mayor Pradel, and he was Officer Friendly, and he used to go to my mom's nursery school and teach kids how to ride bikes or something. But he took me downtown, and I met the city prosecutor, no, the county prosecutor. I forget his name. He was not a nice guy. And he goes, "This is Dave Eichenberg." And this is like 25 years later. He goes, "You ever meet Dave?" And he looks at me and scowls, and he goes, "I met him." I was like, "Oh, man, you remember me?" He goes, "Yeah, you were down at the courthouse a few times." And I was like, "Yeah." But I cleaned up my act. So
good for you. Good for you, Dave Eichenberg. Well, if the Bears go there and we need to get in with the Worleys, we might give you a call back if that's all right.
Yeah, I didn't do anything bad with any of them. I didn't sleep with any of them. I didn't do nothing bad. I think my dad wasn't loved by them, but that's okay. I no grudges. All right.
Well, Dave, thank you so much for the time and your insight into Naperville, sir. Thank you, and congrats on all the success.
You take care. All right. All the best.
All right. You. Thank you.
Man, I want to hang out with that guy. Really, I want to hang out with his dad. I have questions about his dad.
I have questions about the last 14 minutes, but that was really enjoyable.
Oh, my God. Incredibly enjoyable.
He used to come into the Best Buy that I worked at in Bucktown for a while. I helped that guy find a lot of Blu-rays.
That's how you got Dave Eichenberg on the show. That's amazing.
He's the best.
We need a Naperville guy.
Yeah, we need a Naperville guy for this massive Bears story.
But then he was like, "I lived in Northbrook, Evanston. I'm not loyal to any place."
Yeah.
All right.
That's all right.
It was a choice.
I loved it.
For the first segment of the five.
Oh, I think it was a good choice.
Yeah, I think it was fine.
Yeah. But the whole...
He's a that guy actor. He falls into that for us, right?
100%. I didn't know...
He lives in Chicago?
He's been in Chicago for 11 years. When I Googled him and I realized, oh, it's that guy. I mean, big time. And super fun. And it's part of Danny's quest for happiness. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Good transition back.
Thank you.
No problem.
Yeah. But you're looking for happiness and you just had some.
Well, you know why? Because it really wasn't about Chicago sports. So I'm watching the finals last night.
Yeah.
And it's Nuggets Heat. And obviously there's the Jimmy Butler, what could have been, which we've talked about ad nauseum. But what we haven't talked about is the guy that is running the Bulls left the Nuggets, Arturas Karnišević. They don't seem to be missing him at all. So, like,
no, they really don't.
Like, they're totally fine.
Sometimes a member of a front office leaves, and he's like, "Whoa, he was really smart. We shouldn't have let him go." They do not seem to be having that effect.
They're having the best time of their life. Like the Nuggets are winning the breakup with Arturas. Jimmy's winning the breakup with the Bulls. All right, let's turn to baseball. Good news: Justin Steele doesn't need surgery.
That is good news.
That's great. That's great news. Oh, they're playing the Padres. The Padres are disappointing. The Padres are under 500.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, bummer. They still have a better record than the Cubs, are probably a better organization than the Cubs, and certainly spend more money than the Cubs.
Ooh, better organization. They certainly have a more – they have the rich hobbyist at owner. They have the absurdly rich, absurdly aggressive hobbyist who cares not for the tax and the future and is trying desperately to unseat the Dodgers as the king of the division.
They have a situation and a circumstance where they're highly motivated to win one. The Cubs were there.
Yeah.
They won it. Not that they're not motivated to win more, but they don't need to be irrational about it. These guys are being irrational about it. And because it's San Diego and it's 75 and sunny every damn day, but it's a one-team town now, no Chargers, no real competition, they're trying to be the gold standard organization in the sport out there in San Diego, and they're giving out nine-figure contracts like it's Halloween candy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're having a down year and still better than the Cubs, so that's annoying. All right, White Sox, they're playing the Tigers. They're absolutely supposed to be better than the Tigers.
Yeah, they are.
Tigers, not good, under 500. Still much better than the White Sox. Everywhere I turn, I know you guys make fun of me for like everything comes back to Justin Fields. Yes, part of it's because I absolutely love football and the NFL and that as a talker and a viewing product and everything that comes with it.
Yeah.
But also, there is legitimate optimism and positivity, even if you think I hope traffic in that way.
You do.
Fine.
I know.
But it's at least...
But I do that for baseball teams. I know.
Yeah, but it... It also hasn't been disproven yet. Like, it is possible that that team has a superstar at quarterback and is going to be set up for a sustained run of good. We haven't had a sustained run of good in years.
Yeah,
we had a lot of teams in this town to not have any of them be good regularly.
It's interesting because the Bears, the main thing the Bears have going for them in terms of a happiness option of conversation right now, in my opinion, is that they're not playing. It's it is my experience in doing this job as long as I have and working together with you as long as we have now, that the off season, it feels good.
Yeah, sure.
Woo, let's shift that topic to a team that's not showing us their warts at the moment. I have no idea if the defensive line is going to be any better.
It's like falling in love with the backup quarterback.
Yes.
Except for an entire team.
Yes. Yes, yeah. It's exactly right.
Out of season.
Out of season.
The Bears are the backup quarterback.
Oh, man, do they feel more hopeful than the things that are in season. The Bulls, this is still their season, theoretically.
Yeah, but you can't say that about the Bulls out of season.
No, but the Bears have that going for them in addition to where they are in the life cycle and
yes.
And the things that it's building towards and the possibilities for Fields. All of that is true, but I do believe that the best thing is for them as a happiness source is that they don't exist before you right now for real.
So as I was thinking of this, I took the train in today. Because I was just, I needed a mental health day.
Good for you to avoid the traffic.
It's just been driving me absolutely insane. And there was stuff on the news about how it's going to be even worse today than a normal Friday because of the Taylor Swift concert and the concert at, Northern Island, right?
Northern Island.
Yeah, two friends.
Yeah. So apparently it's going to be even worse today. I was like, it's too nice outside for me to be that angry after work on a Friday. And so I'm going to walk to the train. I'm going to have a train beer, and I'm just going to choose happiness.
Oh,
I'm not going to be bothered by any of this little petty sports anger that is percolating when I watch these things about the sad state of Chicago sports. I'm not going to be mad. I'm not even going to subject myself to the traffic. I'm just going to mosey on home on the train, be a little late. And it's going to be fine. And I'm gonna hopefully have, you know, on my way to a buzz, you know, and just hang out.
That's all
I'm going to do.
That sounds very zen.
I'm trying to choose happiness.
You got some Boulevard beers that you brought in for the draft in the fridge. You going to take one of those?
For the walk to the train?
For the walk, yeah.
That's not a terrible idea.
Might as well, dude.
We got a solo cup?
Nah, man. Just take a chance.
Just a buzz. Just walk.
You've done it before?
Yeah, I have. All right.
We can find you a solo cup.
Yeah, a beer to the train for the train beer.
Yeah.
I like that.
There you go.
On your way to a buzz, you said. Two beers?
Well, no.
Two beer buzz, Danny?
No, I'm saying by the time I get home, I normally can't start until you
here's
are done
the
to drive.
Here's the thing, though. Frankly, and I... Go ahead and have your train beer. Have your walk beer if you want. Whatever you want, obviously. But the mentality that you're trying to give voice to and your choice of happiness.
Trying.
You don't even need a buzz for that. It's amazing. Wow. It's a powerful thing.
You say like you, like the royal you, or the you as in me?
Well, you is the royal you.
Okay.
I've seen people get there.
Okay.
You know? I'll tell you, I've never forgotten the Chevy Chase cover of People magazine when it said that Chevy Chase is off of drugs and high on life. You guys remember that?
Yeah.
And it's been parodied a million times since then. It was a no from Shane. You're not as young as Kevin Lapka, buddy.
Damn, dude.
I hate that narrative's out there now.
Yeah.
I'm not the young guy. I am the younger one.
Yeah, younger.
But I'm not the young guy anymore.
No, you're not.
She said it. We just hired a young man. Finally.
Yeah. I'm still the youngest full-timer.
Hey, man. And look, this happens. When I started with Matt.
Congratulations.
I am.
When I
started for the last 3 years.
When I was the in the Danny Mac show. Right?
Yeah.
I was smack dab in the middle of the demographic, 25 to 54. I was sitting there right at 40. Bam! Right in there. Yeah. Now look at me. Now I'm the old guy on this show. It happens. The world moves on. Be grateful you're on the train.
I can't believe you.
Can't wait to be on the train.
You got here in time today after Matlock.
Wrong. It was Murder, She Wrote. I'm rewatching. I'm rewatching Murder, She Wrote. Finding a lot of depth in that as a rewatch.
It's a good rewatch.
Yeah.
So do you think that there's going to be a collective? Because it's also, man, this weather run that we're on is remarkable. Is it all possible that the Chicago sports fan as a collective is just going to be with me here? We're just going to choose that. The Sox aren't going to bother us. The Cubs aren't going to bother us.
Dude.
We're just going to choose happiness together and, you know, kind of treat it like some of the warm weather sports cities do for a little while. I'm not suggesting this for forever, but for me, I'm going to try to lower my general angst. Salute. I'm going to try.
I love this version of Danny Parkins. It's my favorite Parkins of all time.
The happy one?
The one that's choosing it.
It's hard.
I know it's hard.
It's hard.
It's a difficult thing. This is how I want to live. Most of the time, and it's a little. Is it willfully delusional? Sometimes.
Well, I won't. Like, I'm not gonna like look through rose-colored glasses at the teams. I'm just gonna choose not to be bothered by it. I'm not going to try to, you know, put lipstick on a pig. That's not what I'm just not going to be like. Gonna be annoyed by it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna just. Well, all right, they suck.
You're gonna need some tools for that. You're gonna need some therapeutic tools,
train beers,
and alcoholic tools.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You can't put silk pants on a pig.
Yeah, see that guy.
And
that guy worked for, as Doug Buffone, who played for, worked for, and covered an absolutely miserable franchise for decades, and eventually would blow his top every once in a while and tell you, but. Was there a happier guy on the daily than Doug Buffone? I don't think so.
No.
Every day, right? Every day he came in and he found that. He chose that happiness that you're talking about. So more power to you, sir.
All right. Hold me to it.
All right. You can do it.
Hold me to it.
I will. And going into the weekend, I think it's a tremendous choice.
All right. That's what I'm going to do. I might even delete Twitter for the weekend.
You're going home to two young kids, right?
They're cute,
worry.
Though.
Two Beer Buzz will also be there.
That'll be good.
I love that guy.
Two Beer Buzz.
Hey, 2A Buzz, come here.
He's a cheap date.
He's already had two beers.
He never stops at two.
Never.
That's his problem.
It's two at a time.
Buzz. It's Parkins and Spiegel at the Score.
Everybody, we are live.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Strange twists and turns with the guys over there on the Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Afternoons on the Score.
We're having a little fun.
Does anyone here know anyone going to a Taylor Swift show?
Yes.
This weekend?
Yes.
You do? Okay.
Absolutely.
Did they pay face value?
Yes.
Speaks?
I assume so.
You assume so?
Yes, I assume so.
Okay.
Because it's somebody in the business who knows people but doesn't get comps, pays instead.
Okay, so yeah, I know someone.
Skippity-cappity.
Skippity-cappity. Thanks so much to the furniture store. Well, what's the name of the furniture store again? I forget.
Sozo Furniture.
Sozo
paid for my Taylor Swift ticket.
I haven't gotten us up there. It's great to be in Chicago. Skippity-cappity.
Skippity-cappity live out on Radio Row here presented by Social Furniture.
Social Furniture. I know someone who...
I love furniture that talks a lot at the party.
There's just the life of the party, this couch. The Ottoman won't show up. It's, oh my God.
My God.
The end table just kept bumping into people.
Oh, that coffee table is so busy with his Instagram account.
Unbelievable.
My God.
Hey, stop scrolling.
Skimming a cavity.
Skimming a cavity.
So I just, I'm impressed. That's awesome for the people that got it for face. You must be a huge fan to not be unbelievably motivated by what the resale prices are. That would be the thing that, like, if you got the ticket for $300 and you could turn around and sell it for $3,500, you must just be a huge fan. And so, like, the passion in the crowd at these things are either the people that spent the crazy money because it means that much to them, or turned down the crazy money because it means that much to them. So I don't know what the in-stadium experience will be like. I've only seen the videos on the internet, but I'd imagine, and all the reviews say, no one really leaves these shows disappointed. So if it's your thing, I hope you have a great time.
And, you know, my friend who's going and bringing his daughter had posted a picture of his daughter having met Taylor Swift at an earlier concert and said even though she was on voice rest, she, like, knelt down and had a conversation with his daughter, just like she's super attentive to the fans. And it's, that woman has built an unbelievable brand, and 55,000 people paying exorbitant prices will remind her of that the next three nights. Unbelievable.
Yeah. And so the hype is real. People have been out since 1 a.m, right, for the merch tents. There were stories of people wearing adult diapers to the show so that they don't have to miss any songs on the set list.
How about the kids? Were they wearing adult diapers?
I don't know. It's all a choice. And everyone's talking about Taylor Swift, right? All the shows today, I think, have talked about it on some level. Mully and Haw were talking about it on the station earlier today.
You have until the rest of the show to come up with a Taylor Swift lyric.
Oh boy, tonight Tay Tay at the Soldier Field arena, there should be a lot of screaming people downtown.
Yes, there should be. This is a weekend tailor made for chaos, if you will, in Chicago. Stop putting words in my mouth.
I beg your pardon. I'm just following. One thing follows.
Why do you got to be so mean? There you go. There's my lyric.
There you go. I was really excited at the prospect of you being left to badmouth
Brent Stevens. Oh, you're trying to get me in that corner? Well, my question was,
do you believe Brad Stevens has lost the plot?
I know.
I saw that.
Everything has changed, Brad, and you should have said no.
Yeah, it's a pity. But again, we will never hear you badmouth him, unfortunately.
But I did just throw in two more lyrics or two more song titles. We're going to get to all of them before 10 o'clock.
I can't keep up with you on Taylor Swift songs.
That's not exactly a bad thing in the eyes of many, so that's okay. Well, I got you there, though.
I can't even think of the name of the English singer that she wrote a song about. She wrote a song about every boyfriend.
She kind of did, yeah.
Right? Who was the guy?
Styles. Yeah, Harry Styles.
Okay. We'll never go out of style.
By the end of the game,
oh my God,
Jokic goes to the bench and the Heat look at him and they say, I knew you were trouble.
Oh my God. This is
okay, we're done.
We're done. Only you and Peoria Matt are going to enjoy this show if it continues. And I don't even know if he likes
this. I don't even know if he's up yet.
He's just up for a good punt.
Exactly.
All right.
What time of day was this?
Well, it sounds like they're still sleeping.
All right, so it was before the pick six.
Oh, my God.
So it's early.
5:30, yeah.
Haw is a pro.
David Haw is so much fun.
He's on fire.
Oh, my God. He just came with all the lines right out of the chute at 5:30. Good for him.
That is tremendous.
What a pro.
5:30 to 5:30. Why would you listen to anything else? You got 12 hours of the score. You're going to hear those puns twice exactly as you should.
Yeah, that's right. 5:37 a.m., 5:37 p.m. They come right back for you.
That is not the Yes And show, apparently.
That's amazing.
One guy wants to do Taylor song titles and one guy doesn't.
Hey, that can work too. You know what I mean? One guy just barreling through.
Yeah. Baseball conversation on Parkinson's Beagle?
Exactly. It's like those moments in August or July when we do baseball thought, then football thought, then baseball thought, then football thought. Listening to each other's overrated.
It is.
What I'm saying.
That's great.
I hope David gets to go this weekend.
He was way over my head.
Is he trying to go?
I don't know. I haven't asked him.
Sounds like he wants
he's
to.
He's way over my head on Taylor Swift lyrics. Shane, you were laughing a bunch. That's the only time
those
I knew.
Those are all pretty mainstream.
Yeah.
Mean and trouble. I knew you were trouble when you walked in. Yeah. That one.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that one before.
Yeah. It's pretty mainstream.
Nice.
I was guessing the wrong British singer when he said that she wrote a song about somebody. I was like, Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, you were being quietly wrong.
Yeah, I was being quietly wrong. But it was sort of loud since I was saying it on the microphone while that was playing.
Is that text right? Bernstein's daughter's going tonight?
Probably.
And his wife?
I mean, Dan makes like $3 million a year.
I thought that she already went. Didn't she go to the show in Arizona or Vegas or something?
Probably.
That was the first person that I heard about like trying to buy tickets, so I would assume. Remember they were talking about this very early on.
Yeah.
How they broke the whole the ticket buying system. So
yes.
Yeah.
Surprised me.
All right, good for them. We'll see if how Soldier Field measures up. I mean, you've seen concerts there, right? I've seen the Stones there.
I have seen concerts
there.
Oh,
and I saw Beyonce and Jay-Z there too.
I saw the Stones there, and I saw the Grateful Dead at 50 with Trey Anastasio from Phish playing. That was a great night. Sitting with our friend Jay Zawoski for that one. We had a great time that night.
That was a tough ticket.
That was a very tough ticket.
I remember that. A few of my friends went. They paid a pretty penny for that show.
Is the Dead better with Trey or John Mayer?
Boy. You know, it's interesting because I felt like Trey was understated that night. He was trying to like channel Jerry, which I really appreciated. I didn't get the full Trey. I don't know. That felt pretty special. I guess for me, I'd say Trey.
Okay.
You know, it's funny. My mom was a music teacher, and Trey Anastasio was one of her students. I just got this from my dad when I was visiting. I have the digital version. I've been meaning to tweet it. It's the report card from when she had to kick Trey Anastasio of Phish out of music class in seventh grade. True story. Dude was a great musician, but a terrible student.
Good.
She wrote, and she wrote at one point, Trey doesn't function well in large groups.
Wow.
But brilliant musician. And Phish once put it out in one of their newsletters. I'll tweet it before the end of the show here.
He does pretty well crazy. In front of like 100,000.
She had that part wrong. But he wasn't a good seventh grade chorus student. He was just causing trouble.
But he put it out, the report card?
Yeah, Phish put it out on one of their newsletters years ago. But I didn't realize my dad had a digital version. So I just got that from him. Soldier Field is a concert venue.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
I've seen a bunch there. It's like U2 on the Joshua Tree tour. Not the first time, but when they redid it, what, 5 years ago, six, 7 years ago? Something like that.
The Beyonce Jay-Z show was when I did my King Bleep. We left on the boat.
Oh, boy.
It was so awesome.
That is a higher version of King Bleep than my e-bike.
It was the coolest. It was, leaving Soldier Field, an absolute disaster. One of my best friends. He has a boat at Belmont Harbor, or used to, and so he had the guy come down.
Is it Anthony Rizzo?
With a speedboat, and we just hopped down onto the boat and played more Jay-Z and Beyonce music, and they had bottles of wine for us, and we took the boat back up to Belmont Harbor at a leisurely pace, got off the boat, Ubered home.
That is a King Bleep. Yeah, it's King Bleep.
It was the coolest way to leave Soldier Field ever.
That's the dream.
It was awesome.
That, this town affords the possibility of certain dreams like that.
Yeah, that was a great night.
To live on the shore, north or south, and have a boat and work downtown. I'm sure there are people, maybe some listening, who have that kind of life. It's pretty neat.
That mode of transportation not available for you year round.
True.
Yeah, but a good summer way to get to work.
Are there not boat taxis that do that?
Yeah, river taxis.
River taxis.
Yeah, from like from Ogilvie down the river. Yeah,
there are.
They're cheap. Yeah.
It's a very underrated Chicago cool thing. Like if you don't want to take the architecture tour, you can get on a river taxi from Wacker in Michigan and take it to Chinatown. For dinner, it's like $4 a person.
Yeah, it's really, really
awesome.
Cheap.
Awesome. Yeah, it's a ton of fun.
Yeah, it's a fun way. My mom would do it sometimes, going to the Chase building, like down by Italian Village.
Oh, yeah.
She could take the...
Do the river taxi?
Yeah, you could do the river taxi.
It's a phenomenal thing. There's nothing like this city in the summer.
It's the best.
How can you not choose happiness, Danny?
Just ignore the sports.
Ignore most of the sports.
Yeah.
Well, because we've had a perfect Chicago summer day like this, and we've been inside for the last 5 hours. Yeah. That's how I'm choosing to not choose happiness. Been here. I like you guys, but I'm here with you guys.
I know.
We're close, though, to be outside.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited. Wife and child meeting me here, and we're going to go and have some dinner outside somewhere around here downtown and not head back towards the South Loop until, like, at least 8 o'clock. Maybe 8:30.
Yeah,
maybe
wait for
9
it to clear
o'clock.
Out.
Oh yes.
Good idea.
Wait for everybody to be inside listening.
Good idea. Well, so will you listen from the balcony?
Absolutely.
Next three nights.
Yeah, next three nights. The music comes over Lakeshore Drive and comes over over Michigan Avenue and bounces off the buildings and comes back to the balcony.
What an enchanted life you live.
Up until hit and run on Sunday morning.
We'll answer some questions for one last thing. Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
It's been a long 4 hours.
Afternoons on the Score.
Just one more thing, please.
I thought you had a clock to punch.
I do. I'm leaving right now.
It's time for One Last Thing.
Let's let someone else ask a couple questions.
I just want to ask you.
And then we'll come back to you.
One question.
How about that? Let's let everybody else and we'll come back to you.
Ask any question.
I just want to ask you.
For anyone on the
one
show.
Question.
Then I can figure out who I want to answer to. I don't need your help with that.
I just want to ask you. One question.
Does anyone else have another question for us?
I got a question.
All right.
I just want to ask you.
Thank you.
One question.
One last thing with Parkinson Spiegel on 670 The Score.
We like to end the show with your questions. You text them, you twitch them. Shane gathers them and asks them. We all answer. What do we got, Shane?
Not a ton today, but it's a short segment, so we're okay. One last thing, inspired by Danny. I've been rewatching The Wire. To me, Omar is the most intimidating TV character of all time. Who would be your pick? That's from the 312.
Most intimidating TV character of all time.
See, Omar, to me, is not solely intimidating because he was kind of like a Robin Hood character. Robbed from the drug dealers, gave it back.
Oh, spoiler alert.
You know, yes, intimidating for sure, but, like, I don't know, like, even within The Wire, I would say that, like, a Marlo Stanfield or a Chris Partlow would be slightly more straight-up intimidating than that. Gus Fring in Breaking Bad as, like, the quiet gangster, very intimidating character. Hmm. You guys have a good suggestion there for most intimidating TV character? Tanny?
You know I have one. Speaks, unless you have something you want to go.
No,
with.
Go, man, go.
So David Provol as Richie April in The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Tremendous moxie for a guy his size. But, like, he was very just intense. And, like, the show really changed tone-wise when his character was introduced. If you've watched the show, you know what I'm talking about. So, but he had a great presence about him in that role and that character. It just, yeah, it was... To me, it's, yeah, you don't have to be the biggest dude in the world, but he just dominated every scene he was in.
Yep. It's a good one.
Yeah, I don't really have one.
Yeah, no, I'd really just watch The Office. Kevin's kind of stupid. Like, maybe Kevin.
Sean in Charlotte asks, what's your favorite season of The Sopranos? He's watching it through for the first time.
Oh, wow.
Do you have one, Tanny?
Whole Sopranos virgin there, Tanny.
They're like asking you, you know.
Which is your favorite
kid.
Child.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, but you have an answer for that.
I like the Buscemi season. I'm a Buscemi fan, so I think that's five. Yeah, I'm that's why I watch them all together, so I couldn't even tell you what's the season number.
Buscemi in terms of acting or directing or
all
both?
Of it, yeah.
All
yeah,
of it.
Because he directs the Pine Barrens.
That's the Pine
episode.
Barrens. That's
yeah,
the
also.
One.
So, yeah, I love that season. I love all the characters, Feach LaManna, all that. So that's my favorite season.
Season three of...
The Office?
No, of... God, what am I thinking of? Of VeggieTales. The Tomato's a real bad dude in that season.
Very intimidating.
Twitch from Perch Porch. Full moon starts tomorrow. Do any of you get to see it where you live? Quick question, guys. Any of you guys see the sky from where you live?
No, but here's the thing. From
yeah, I got access to the sky.
From our bedroom, the moon has been showing up now steadily for like exactly in our bedroom windows for weeks and weeks. And last night it was near full and it was red and it was freaking gorgeous. And Christine like woke me up and said, there it is, there it is. And sometimes it moves, you know, moves slowly across the sky and it ends up peeking behind a building. But every night at around like 2 or 2:30, we get the moon. And I'm genuinely excited for the full moon. Absolutely.
You guys remember Steph told the story.
Yes, during, the golf course story.
During the roast for my 35th, when I had said, hey, I was watching sports in the other room, said, hey, babe, we got to go outside in the back and walk out to the golf course and check out the, apparently, like, the full moon is the biggest that the moon has been in a long time.
Yeah, you thought and it was she, super romantic.
She was, like, really moved and excited about how romantic it was. Mm-hmm. I walked out there barefoot. We got out there, saw the moon, and was like, eh, it's kind of cold. Let's go back inside. Didn't even kiss her. She was like, wait, what?
What?
Yeah. Yeah, it was
Come
sweet.
On, dude.
It was a bad job by me. So maybe I'll make up for it this weekend.
Yeah, go for it.
Maybe I'll redo it again and send her the text.
There Steph, you want to play fetch with Owen in the backyard?
Britton, just sneak a bottle of wine out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that'd be a good move.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
By the way.
How's that neighbor of yours?
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. Took the boy. I don't remember if I mentioned or not. Took the boy to the Adler Planetarium a few weeks ago. The movie they have right there right now about the moon was one of the coolest effing things I've ever seen.
Hmm.
It includes like the modern theory on how the moon was formed, and I don't want to spoil that for.
That's a fun movie,
Daniel Norris. I'm telling you, dude.
Isn't it a reflection of the continents? Isn't that what you believe?
Oh, that's right. That's right. Oh, that's right. We did talk about that, but yeah,
I thought it was kind of weird that you went out there with Kyrie Irving.
Yeah. Does the movie say that we landed on it?
No.
Why haven't we been back? You know what I mean?
Yeah. No. These are good questions.
Okay.
I don't think we landed on the moon, by the way.
Oh, God.
You don't think so?
I'm one of those guys.
Okay, Kubrick.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No shot we were on the moon.
Yeah. So that's what The Shining's about, you know. It's about Kubrick's plot.
Never seen it.
Sports thing to leave him laughing into the weekend.
Yeah.
What did you make of Adam Silver teasing the Ja Morant news for after the finals?
Horrifying.
Weird PR tactic, right? Why not just say we're not ready to talk about it yet?
But he said any suspension or anything like that.
It's gotta be bad news, right?
They uncovered a bunch more information, is what he said.
Right, but there was that athletic story about him getting into the physical altercation with the 17-year-old and the scope when they were playing the Pacers that came out of the car that he was in. So I wonder if it was that or more stuff than that. But if I set the over-under at 30 games, should you take the over or the under? I take the over.
You take the over?
I take the under.
I take the over.
Wow.
Yeah. He got eight games. He did it again so soon after. He said that weird thing at the press conference. I think he's going to get a huge suspension.
Do you want to put 10 grand on it?
Not with you. Thank you to Steve Stone.
Seriously, he doesn't pay up.
Yeah, exactly. Steve Stone and Sean Devaney and David Eichenberg were our guests on today's show. Thank you to Kevin Lapka and Connor O'Donnell. And everyone should know that Kevin is younger than Shane. Thank you to Shane Reardon, our executive producer. Chris Tannehill makes us sound better than we are each and every day. For Matt Spiegel, I'm Danny Parkins. We are Parkins and Spiegel. This is The Score.
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly. Well, it's been quite a week, you know. In any event, that's it for today. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.